1057 CFW.
I wish that I could fly into the sky, so very high, just like a dragonfly. I'd fly above the trees, over the seas, and all the degrees, to anywhere I please. Oh, I want to get away, I wanna fly away. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to get away, I wanna fly away. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's go and see the stars.
CFW, fly away. There goes Lenny Kravitz, Mike McKay along with you. Want to say thank you. We've heard from so many of you that have made the switch, and a lot of you listening at work, hopefully making that day go by just a little bit better. Thank you so much for listening to 105.7 CFW.
much drinking than a week before. Yeah, I will drink it in a week before.
And more. 105.7.
So crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Mm-hmm.
people on streets.
So slashed and torn.
CFW. What do you miss about the good old days? Is there something? Head out to Facebook, 1057 CFW, our Facebook page. Make sure you click that like button if you haven't done so yet. Also, my Mike McKay page. Out there this morning, Valerie said, my small hometown. Shelley said, prices. Beth said, common sense. Yeah, I hear that. It seems to lack once in a while, doesn't it? And my buddy Chris chiming in this morning. Morning, Benny. Riding around in an Impala with a buddy of mine. I won't mention any names, but his first initial starts with Mike. Oh, I missed that 65, Benny. I do, man. Boy, we definitely had some good times in that car. How about you? Head over to Facebook and share this morning. What do you miss about the good old days?
I'm not aware of too many things. I know what I know if you know what I mean. Thank you.
CFW.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
Traveling in a freighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women glow and men thunder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. We'll be right back.
105.7 CFW, Mike McKay along with you. I can't believe that I missed this on Labor Day. Did you know that Joey Chestnut and Takeru Kobayashi had a 10-minute hot dog eating contest on Labor Day? It was streamed live on Netflix. I did not know that. Check this out. Kobayashi ate 66 hot dogs in 10 minutes. That's a lot of hot dogs. By the way, the world record holder, Joey Chestnut, whose world record was 76, he crushed it. He ate 83 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes. The reigning champ, now the 16th title that he's secured for that. 83 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes. Ugh. Is that... I mean, hey, Joey, hats off to you, but that's almost making me throw up in my mouth just repeating this story.
Here we stand.
Keeping us on at work.
Absolutely.
We're 105.7 CFW.
Baby, yeah.
There's Ace of Base, All That She Wants, 105.7 CFW. It's Mike McKay along with you. Thanks for letting me spend some time on you on this gorgeous Wednesday. Hopefully you'll get a chance to get outside and enjoy the weather a little bit. It's going to be just a fantastic day today. All right, here's John Cougar. And what is this song about, John?
Little ditty about Jack and Diane. Two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star. Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog, outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between his knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. They walk on. Back, flexes his thoughts for the moment. Scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there Diane gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. But Jackie say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Gone.
So let it rock, let it roll. Let the Bible belt come and save my soul. Hold on to 16 as long as you can. Changes come around real soon, make us women. American kids doing best they can.
Mike McKay is back. Wake up with Mike McKay in the morning every weekday morning from 6 till 10 on CFW. Has your news and weather every hour and everything you need to know about the fun things happening throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. Plus, Mike announces your birthday and anniversary shout-outs every morning at 8:15. Send them in through our Facebook or text us. It's easy to do with our free Civic Media app.
Listen in the morning and it'll keep you smiling all day.
Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to
travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Sportsmen in the Valley know that when it comes to success in the outdoors, you need to depend on a trusted partner like Bill's Sports Shop in Chippewa Falls. With over 50 years of family ownership and expertise in rod and reel repair, you know you'll never let the big one get away. Bill's is local, and that means their knowledge takes the guesswork out of everything you'll need for fishing, like fresh live bait now in stock. Bill's Sports Shop appreciates the local support. Join their Bill's Sports Shop group on Facebook and share your favorite fish picks and videos.
So you were waiting until the weather got warm to install a new roof. Well, here we are, fall with beautiful colors everywhere. And you still got that ugly mess on the roof.
Bjorkstrand.
Ah, quit messing around and go with the Metal Roof Specialist. That'll give you a 50-year, non-prorated, transferable warranty.
Bjorkstrand.
237-2678. 237-2678.
Bjorkstrand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
Bjorkstrand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The fall semester is officially underway at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire after students returned to campus over the weekend. From freshmen starting their college journeys to returning students excited to further their studies, the university will have a number of new offerings this year. Among those new offerings is the Sonnentag, which will host its grand opening next week with a comedy performance by Brian Regan and a country music show by Chris Young. Residents should look out for more traffic around the university. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers was in Eau Claire on Tuesday to welcome students back to school. Governor Evers visited Mann's Elementary School on Tuesday morning, speaking with students and teachers excited to be back for the new year. After taking a tour of the school, Governor Evers spoke about his own back-to-school experiences as a teacher and the excitement that comes along with it. He also spoke about the need to get more funding to public schools in the next budget to prevent them from needing operational referendums. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
High pressure system continues to hold today, giving us sunny skies and still summery highs flirting with 80 degrees. And tomorrow, a cold front drops through the state, bringing showers and maybe a thunderstorm. Either way, behind it, high temperatures fall to the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 64.
CFW.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
CFW, that is going to do it for me, Mike McKay. Time for me to step on out, turn things over to the capable hands of Laura McKenna. Thanks for letting me hang out with you this morning. I appreciate it. How about if we do it again tomorrow? I sure hope so. Have yourself a fantastic day. Enjoy the weather. Go out and walk around it in a little bit, okay? We'll catch up tomorrow right here on 105.7 CFW. Bye-bye.
Right.
1057 CFW.
For the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW FM and WCFW HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app.
CFW.